Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. With the End in Mind by Catherine Mannix is a compassionate exploration of dying and the human realities that surround it, written by a palliative care doctor with decades of clinical experience. Rather than treating death as a medical failure or a taboo subject, Mannix reframes it as a natural part of life that can be understood, prepared for, and faced with less fear. The book draws on real-world experiences from hospice and hospital settings to show how people often die, how symptoms can be managed, and how honest conversations can reduce suffering for patients and families alike. Mannix also challenges the modern tendency to deny mortality, arguing that avoidance leaves individuals unprepared when illness arrives. Through clear explanations and humane storytelling, she offers practical knowledge alongside emotional insight, helping readers replace myths with a calmer, more realistic understanding. The result is a guide that supports better choices, better care, and a deeper appreciation for life by acknowledging its finitude. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, breaking the modern taboo around dying, a central theme of the book is that many societies have pushed dying out of sight, turning it into something mysterious and frightening. Mannix examines how this cultural denial affects individuals, families, and healthcare systems. When people rarely witness death or discuss it openly, they may imagine it as uniformly painful, chaotic, or undignified. That fear can lead to silence, delayed planning, and rushed decisions during crises. The book encourages readers to rebuild a shared vocabulary for mortality, including the ability to name fears, ask direct questions, and listen without trying to fix emotions. Mannix highlights how avoidance can isolate the dying person, who may sense the truth but feel unable to speak about it. By normalizing conversations about prognosis, hopes, and limits of treatment, families can replace secrecy with companionship. This topic also addresses why public narratives often overemphasize dramatic end-of-life moments while ignoring the quieter reality of gradual decline and supported comfort. The book argues that acknowledging death does not diminish life. It can clarify priorities, reduce panic, and make space for meaningful closure. Secondly, what the dying process often looks like in practice, Mannix provides an accessible picture of how dying commonly unfolds, especially for people living with advanced illness or frailty. Instead of a single cinematic event, death is often a process. Energy diminishes, appetite reduces, sleep increases, and the body gradually lets go. Understanding these patterns can prevent families from misinterpreting natural changes as neglect or giving up. The book explains that reduced eating and drinking near the end is frequently part of the body shutting down, not a problem that can or should always be forced back to normal. Mannix also clarifies how clinicians assess comfort, consciousness, and distress, and how small shifts can signal that someone is nearing death. This grounded description helps readers anticipate what might happen and reduces the shock that often comes from unrealistic expectations. Importantly, the topic is not presented as a rigid script. Mannix emphasizes variation and the need for individualized care. The overall impact is educational and reassuring, offering a framework for recognizing when the goal should shift from cure to comfort and for being present without constant fear that every change is an emergency. Thirdly, relieving symptoms and reducing suffering at the end of life. Another key topic is how palliative care approaches suffering in a broad, practical way. Mannix distinguishes between pain and other forms of distress, such as breathlessness, anxiety, agitation, nausea, and confusion. She explains that many symptoms can be eased effectively through attentive assessment, medications used appropriately, and non-drug measures such as positioning, airflow, reassurance, and calm surroundings. The book also addresses misconceptions that commonly drive fear, including the idea that comfort-focused medication necessarily shortens life. Instead, it presents symptom control as a disciplined clinical practice aimed at allowing people to live as well as possible until they die. Mannix highlights the importance of proportionality and careful titration, as well as the way emotional distress can amplify physical discomfort. Families are shown how to collaborate with care teams, report changes, and advocate for comfort while respecting the dying person's preferences. This topic reinforces the idea that a good death is not about perfection or control, but about minimizing avoidable suffering, maintaining dignity, and ensuring that the person is not abandoned to unmanaged symptoms or to the burdens of unnecessary interventions. Fourthly, communication, decision-making, and the limits of treatment. Mannix focuses on the conversations that shape end-of-life experiences, especially when medical options exist but may not offer meaningful benefit. The book explores how people can become trapped in a cycle of escalating treatments because stopping feels like failure. Mannix reframes decisions in terms of goals, what matters most to the patient, what trade-offs are acceptable, and what outcomes are realistically possible. She illustrates how clinicians can communicate prognosis with honesty and kindness, and how families can ask questions that clarify choices, such as what will happen if we do nothing, or what is the likely best case and worst case. This topic also emphasizes advanced care planning, not as a bureaucratic form, but as a way to protect autonomy when illness reduces a person's ability to speak for themselves. Mannix discusses why disagreements arise, including different understandings of suffering, guilt, and love expressed as persistence. By encouraging clear communication, the book helps readers navigate resuscitation decisions, hospital transfers, and hospice referrals with less conflict. The aim is not to dictate choices, but to support informed, values-aligned decisions that reduce regret and preserve relationships. Lastly, finding meaning, dignity, and wisdom at the end of life. Beyond clinical guidance, the book explores the psychological and existential dimensions of dying. Mannix shows how people often seek reassurance that they mattered, that their loved ones will cope, and that they can be remembered with tenderness rather than fear. The book suggests that dignity is preserved through respect, comfort, and being seen as a whole person rather than a collection of symptoms. It also highlights the role of presence, sitting with someone, listening, offering simple care, and allowing silence. These actions can be profoundly stabilizing when words fail. Mannix demonstrates that the end of life can include moments of reconciliation, gratitude, humor, and unexpected clarity. At the same time, she does not romanticize death. She acknowledges the sadness and the unevenness of grief. This topic underscores that wisdom about mortality can enrich the living, helping readers focus on relationships, choose priorities more consciously, and approach life with greater honesty. By learning what dying can be like and how people can be supported through it, readers are invited to integrate mortality into their worldview in a way that reduces fear and increases compassion for themselves and others. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a clearer, less frightening understanding of dying, including caregivers, adult children supporting aging parents, healthcare professionals in training, and anyone who feels uneasy about mortality but wants to face it with realism. It also helps people living with serious illness or chronic frailty who wish to plan ahead and have more grounded conversations with family and clinicians. The benefit to a reader's life is practical and emotional. It replaces vague dread with concrete knowledge, offers language for difficult discussions, and encourages choices that align treatment with values rather than with panic. Readers often come away better prepared to recognize what is normal near the end of life, to advocate for comfort, and to support loved ones without feeling helpless. Compared with many books on death that are primarily philosophical or primarily medical, Mannix blends bedside experience with humane storytelling and clear explanations, making it both accessible and deeply credible. It is worth buying because it equips readers to navigate real decisions, reduces misconceptions about palliative care, and fosters a calmer relationship with life's inevitable ending, which can ultimately deepen appreciation for the time that remains. If you would like to support Catherine Mannix, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.